You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Just a couple of stats just to kind of set the bar here. Stoke have won just one of their 14 Premier League games against Manchester United.
Doesn't matter.
Drawn 2, lost 11.
Doesn't matter.
But have lost just one of the last four at home.
One matter.
The Potters have never kept a clean sheet against Man United in the Premier League. Stoke have won 3 and lost 3 of the last 7 on Boxing Day. That doesn't matter at all. By the way, what about this for a record, Derek? I know you like these kind of these kind. Man United have won 18 of their last 19 fixtures on Boxing Day, losing just
that
one.
That is incredible.
Crazy start, but we don't need any stats. All we need to know is that Stoke are over 2-1 against this Man United team, whose manager's basically handing it to the media and then walking out on them. Things aren't right at Manchester United, clearly.
Well, the wrongest thing is the fact that they're 7-5 to win this game. What planet are your odds compilers on? What have they not? Have they been asleep for the last 6 or 7 weeks? 7-5, Man United to win at Stoke. Hot favourites, basically. Man United to win at Stoke. That's, okay, yeah, they've won there many, many times, but they were good then. They're absolutely crap now. They've got a manager who's an absolute tragedy for them, and people are saying give them till the end of the season. Well, those people must only be Liverpool fans, because it's a comedy of errors there right now. And Stoke are 21-10, the way they're playing. Stoke are playing as well as they've ever done in the Premier League. United are playing as badly as they've ever done in the Premier League, and yet Stoke are 21-10. I mean, you know, there's five bets here fighting with me to get, be my nap, let me be your nap there, let me be your nap. But Stoker right up there, 21-10, it's nailed on.
It does look big. I mean, to be devil's advocate here, Derek, I suppose you look at Stoke's form recently, and as well as they're playing, the thing that lets them down for me is their consistency. They're a little bit like the kind of Newcastle where you think, God, that's some great results. And then they go and throw one in. Now, the good thing is for them, they tend to raise their game against the better teams. I mean, they've got 1-4 at the moment. They lost to Sunderland away. They drew at West Ham and lost at home to Crystal Palace. But in the middle of all that, they beat Man City at home. And the game before that, they beat Chelsea at home. 2-0. Both of those 2-0.
And then, as you say, they raised their game against the bigger opponents.
Like
and they battered both Chelsea and Manchester City. Okay, events might prove that form isn't. It isn't in a red hot. Certainly the one against Chelsea isn't. But they fully deserve that. And last week against Palace, it's no disgrace, firstly, to lose at home to Palace. Many good teams have done that. But they could easily have won that game. They were a bit unlucky, you'd have to say. And I don't remember Stoke playing as well over the course of a season as they are now. I mean, they look a team that can beat anybody on the day, and you couldn't really say that about Stoke in the past. And in fact, some people are saying now, with Van Gaal almost certainly go, and he's got to go. And Jose Mourinho being, the favourite to take over. Some are saying, why not Mark Hughes? What he's done at Stoke? I mean, he's made one or two mistakes, at Manchester City and that, but I wouldn't put anybody up a bet on Sparky taking over there. They need somebody. They need somebody who knows all about the Premier League, don't they? Van Gaal has been an absolute disgrace, and Stoke will win this game.
Yeah, Mark Hughes probably enjoy being manager of Man United rather than playing them. He's only won one of his last 14 meetings as a manager with them. He started off really well. He was unbeaten in his first three when he was a manager against Man United. He's won one, drawn 3 and lost 10 against Man U. But again, all these stats are kind of heavily weighted towards the Fergie era.
Yeah,
obviously.
Exactly.
The bet that I'm looking at here, Derek, is I tend to agree with you about the Stoke thing. I always worry with Stoke that the draw is a big player, because they're such a low-scoring team, especially at home. You look down that league table and on the four column, and we're often keen to point out how bad Aston Villa are in front of goal. Well, Stoke aren't an awful lot better than Aston Villa in terms of their shots. It's just that they managed to keep the defence a lot tighter. So, I do worry about Stoke in front of goal. They only scored 14, exactly the same as Aston Villa, conceded 16, and they do dry up. 8 goals in 8 games at home. But Man United, as we know, they're hardly firing offensively. I'm going for under 1.5 goals here, Derek. I think Stoke could win it, but it might be a 1-0.
It ain't going to be a goal fest. I wouldn't put anybody off that. What price is that? Do you
Well, the under 2.5 is really, really short. It's one of those where, under 2.5 is 8-15, under 1.5 is 7-4. So
not even that short, though.
Yeah.
The
other one I like, and I often point towards this, is the is that kind of winning margin by one. It's that convoluted one where you have to go for the handicap tie pre-match. 18-5 for Stoke to win by a goal. And I can see that as well. That way you get a 1-0 and you get a 2-1 in case there are a few goals. So I'll plump for the... It's a handicap tie. Stoke minus a goal versus Man United plus a goal. That effectively means that Stoke win by a goal, you get paid out. 18-5 is my favourite bet there. But yeah, that 21-10 does look a decent price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.